من ببعدم did not all right. How many is ready for the Word of God? Amen. We're going to start doing more teaching on Wednesday night's Bible study.
Amen.
And the Lord has dealt with me that, amen, we're going to start teaching on prayer. Amen. We need a good revival, church.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? We need a good Holy Ghost knockdown. Amen. Revival. We need one. Our children, our young people need a good one now. And Lord willing, I've got a young man coming after the first of the year. I've got one coming. Amen. He hasn't got back with me yet, but I'm sure he will. Amen. Brother Sebastian from West Memphis, Arkansas. Amen. So we're going to believe that he'll come and bless our church. He's only 24 years of age, but he's a young man. He married Brother Crawford's granddaughter. Amen. And I heard him preach, and the man is an awesome preacher.
Thank you.
Amen. So, but if he's not the one, we'll have revival until we get the right one.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Because I need somebody that's about souls and not about this.
Amen.
I've had preachers come by and call me and say, Brother Knowles, they say, I got open on Sunday. Can I come by and be with you? I said, Brother, you can, but right now we just can't afford to have nobody. Mm-hmm. Never see them.
Okay.
Never see them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So, that filthy lucre has been in the trouble for many a year.
Amen.
Amen. They can't even print enough of it for our president to send across to another country.
Amen.
I'm sorry. That ain't nothing to my message, so let me know politics. Praise God. Can I tell you, politics and religion does not mix.
Borrowing from China and paying interest and then giving it to them. And
yeah.
That's the truth.
Sad. What's more sad than that is America knows they've been taught, they've been preached to, they've been taught to, and they've been prophesied to, and everything else. But it seems like the more of God coming down upon this country, the further away that people are getting from God. They're getting away from God. And children, if you better hear your pastor today, if you ever started getting close to God, you better put aside everything around you and put God number one in your life. Amen. If you don't, you're going to miss heaven. Amen. I don't want to see none of you go to hell, but I promise you somebody in here won't make it. Somebody's not going to make it. But it don't have to be you. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Very familiar scripture today. Amen. I was going to preach this morning. Amen. Another message, but Lord, even last night while I was sleeping, the Lord began to deal with me on this message. Very familiar scripture, John 3:16. And verse 17. We could quote it, but just say it so people can know that it's coming straight from the Word of God. Amen. For God so loved the world. Everybody say that. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
Come on, get with me.
That He gave His only begotten Son.
That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Let's pray together. Father, we come to you now. We thank you for your word, and your word is rich and powerful. Lord and God, we pray that, Lord, you anoint the lips of clay, Lord, this morning, and God, and speak to your people and anoint their ears to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Amen. Look at somebody and say, I'm convinced.
I'm convinced.
I'm convinced.
Convinced?
I'm convinced today. You may be seated. I'm convinced that God loves you. Are you here?
Amen.
I said, I'm convinced that God loves you.
Amen.
But I'm not convinced that all of you love Him.
Right. Amen.
Come on now.
Not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But it's he that doeth the will of the Father, amen, that's going to make it.
Amen.
We're striving to make it. That song says, I'm striving to make it all the way home. We're striving to get there, Sister Walker. We're striving to see him face to face. But before you can do that, you've got to be convinced.
Right.
Thank God for preachers. I love preachers.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. I said, I love preachers. Sound like they have a church back there in the bathroom.
Amen.
And I thank God for preachers.
Right.
Thank God for men of God. That's not ashamed of this gospel.
Right.
That's willing to preach it no matter who likes it or who don't like it.
Amen.
Brother Lumpkin used to say in Live of Arkansas, he used to say, you can like it or not in it. Amen. But you've got to get a love for this or you're never going to be saved.
Amen.
Love not the world.
Come on.
Neither the things that are in the world.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. The world. Amen. He said, if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
Amen.
I see folks today, they don't love God. My children are getting further away from God. See? And I tell them, I'm praying for you. I'm calling your name out to God. Well, you don't have to pray for me. Oh, yeah, I have to pray for you. I have to pray for you. The only thing that is maybe keeping you from accidents or some kind of bad sickness is mamas and daddies that are praying for the children. And I'm still convinced that God's Word said He's still a healer this morning.
Amen.
He's still a deliverer today.
Amen.
He's still the God of my salvation this morning.
Amen.
They know God like Him.
Amen.
Know God beside Him.
That's
know
it.
God before Him and know God after Him.
Amen.
He's God all by Himself. And He loves you.
Yeah.
Romans 8:1 said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, amen, hath made me free from the law of sin and death. And what the law could not do, everybody say what the law could not do.
What the law could
not do. In that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh.
Amen.
And for sin, condemned sin, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. You hear what I said? In us.
Amen.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Right.
A carnal-minded man cannot understand the spiritual things of God.
Amen.
For they are spirit-discerned.
Uh-huh.
You know why people go to the NIV and the HIV and the COB and whatever other kind of Bible? They can't understand the Word of God.
Right.
But when you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost,
right?
The King James Version Bible opens up to you.
Amen.
And you can understand it.
Amen.
Right.
That's right. Amen.
Can I tell you, anybody ever had any people to accuse you? Amen. I don't want to get on me. I've had enough of it myself, but have you ever had anybody to judge you?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Many times.
And they're unfavorable and strongly disapprove of what you're doing. Simply, they found you guilty. Can I tell you, because of one man who fell to temptation, sin entered into the world and condemned humanity to a physical death. When Adam and Eve sinned, they caused several things to happen in the spiritual and physical world. Are you hearing me? First thing, their disobedience brought death into the world, physically. When sin entered into the garden, death entered into the life of God's human creation. No longer was the plan of God in control, because man chose to sin. When sin is finished, it brings forth death. No longer was man going to live forever on earth, because now sin has interrupted the plan of God.
Amen.
But listen, God still has a plan.
Amen.
Somebody say, God still has a plan.
God still has a plan.
For our lives, amen, these things have got my message in there. Blinded me from that light for some reason. Amen. Live. God still has a plan for you and I to live forever. For sin still separates us from the plan of God for our lives.
Right.
No, we will not live forever in our flesh.
Amen.
But our spirit will live forever with Him.
Amen.
If we allow sin in our lives, it will prevent God's plan from being fulfilled in our lives.
Amen.
Can I tell you today, amen, the only way you're going to get the plan of God that was interrupted in the garden to be in your life is to live for God.
Amen.
Walk with God, because if you walk with Him, amen, you won't go wrong. If you walk with God this morning, amen, we baptized a few this year, and thank God for that. And amen, we're believing God that we're going to baptize several more before the year is up. Amen, but it's going to take a little bit of participation on your part. Amen. Getting them to the house of God. The second thing was that Adam and Eve saw themselves as sinners.
Right.
That's the problem today.
Right.
People did not consider themselves sinners.
Right. Come on.
They can live like hell.
Yeah.
But I'm a child of God. I have went to a funeral in the last few years where anybody went to hell. Everybody was pronounced into heaven. We went to a viewing the other night, and they talked about the lady that was in the casket, and I won't call no names, But they had it painted up. Amen. And can I tell you, amen, it was a terrible thing. Because at one time they used to be in this church. One time they used to be under an apostolic preacher that did not back up for nobody.
Right.
I'm convinced today that you ought not to have no pumpkins cut out sitting in your yards this month.
Amen.
I'm convinced. I'm old-time apostolic Pentecost. And just to let you know, the word apostolic is not even in the Bible. We just live the apostles' doctrine. And we preach what they preach. And they said, if you don't preach what we preach, if an angel comes from heaven, amen, let him be accursed. And he said, if you preach any other gospel than what we preach, let you be accursed. I'm going to stick with the book.
Amen.
Heard a preacher the other day saying on the radio, he said, Paul had all kinds of problems. I thought to myself, he sure did. It was people like me that called Paul a problem. It was people like you that caused people problems. Amen. Paul, amen, wrote 3/4 of this New Testament. And thank God I'll stand on what Paul preached. I'll stand on what he preached. But the Bible teaches us, listen, if you dress your child up in a Halloween costume and take it out and get some trick-or-treat candy, I'll go for enough to say you ain't saved. Get some candy and give your kids at home. Amen. We ain't having no trick-or-trunk.
No, sir.
Hello, somebody. We ain't having no trick or trunk.
Amen.
You get kids in the church if you do. We ain't having it.
Amen.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
I said we ain't having it.
That's right.
We ain't having it. Praise God. But Adam and Eve saw themselves as sinners. They were perfect. Are you hearing me? Adam and Eve was perfect.
Yeah.
And when Eve ate of the tree, somebody said, oh, she made Adam. No, she didn't make Adam do nothing. She didn't eat of the tree and then go off and find Adam and find where he was at. Adam was right there with her.
Right.
And Adam ate of the tree just like she did. And when they ate of the tree, they looked at themselves and seen they were naked. My God, they go on the beaches now, naked on beaches.
Amen.
And they're sinners. And you go on the beach and you in a Paris swimming trunk. I can't even imagine me being in a Paris swimming trunk. That blows my mind. I wouldn't. Amen. That's just too funny for me to even think.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to be a part of it.
Amen.
But they were naked. Some people getting skin cancer and everything else because they're laying out on the beach naked. I joined up with the Assemblies of the Lord Jesus Christ for a little while, and then I seen their youth director out on the beach and didn't have no straps or nothing. Man, it wasn't showing anything, but nothing there for the imagination. But can I tell you, I called and I said, look, I'm going to resign. I'm going to get out of it. I'm going to just bow out. No, we need you. Please tell me why that you're leaving. I said, well, you got your youth director and his wife on the beach, half naked. You got your home mission director cutting the hair and wearing makeup. Well, he said, what about getting them to change that? I said, well, that would help. So Thomas said, we got it. He said, we're gonna get Brother so and so to work with him. And I said, my God, man, you gonna get him to work with you? And I said, go golfing in a pair of shorts. And then got that taken care of. But the one thing couldn't happen is when they got on Facebook and they was having an Easter egg hunt on Resurrection Sunday. And I called them and told them I was done. So I guess I'm going to stay
independent.
That's it.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
I guess I'm going to stay independent.
Amen.
Amen. I think we'll be better off if we stay independent. Because
right.
We know what the preachers in this church preach.
Amen.
Amen.
And we know what they're going to preach.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Right.
Thank God for our teachers and preachers in this church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The third thing was that they hid themselves from the presence of God. When you start getting condemnation, you'll hide yourself. Amen. You won't be able to raise your hands in church and praise God like some of the others do, because the condemnation's eating that away at your heart.
Right.
But the Bible says they hid themselves from the presence of God. Amen. Condemnation will keep you from the presence of God. Even though they had sinned and were hiding from God, listen to me, because of condemnation of the heart, God still went to the garden to talk to them.
Right.
Or talk to him. God still went to the garden. You don't think God already knew what was going on? God already knew that Adam and Eve had it, took of the tree.
Right.
And the problem today is this. Everybody wants to blame everybody but themselves.
Amen.
So when God called Adam and said, where art thou? And then Adam heard him walking in the cool of the day in the garden just like the day before. But now Adam, he said, I heard you and I was afraid. Mm-hmm. What were you afraid of, Adam?
Come on.
I've been talking and walking with you. Amen. All this time. Why were you afraid? Have you taken of the tree that I told you not to partake of? Well, it was that woman you gave me.
Yeah, that woman.
It's that woman that you gave to him.
Yeah.
And then when God said to the woman, what have you done? Have you done this? And she said, it was that serpent. She blamed it on the serpent.
Yeah.
Because the serpent, and so many are confused today, they can get one word messed up and turn everything around. When they got messed up, the devil, God said, the day you eat of the tree, you'll surely die. And the devil said, surely you won't die. Surely you won't die. And they took of the tree and saw that it was good. I'm going to tell you something. Evil is all around us.
Right.
Darkness is getting darker around us than it's ever been.
Amen.
It's harder. It's not only hard to get sinners into the church, but it's hard to keep saints coming and being a part of the church.
Yeah.
Now, y'all get with me and say, oh, me, or shut up or something. But I'm telling you the truth today.
Amen.
God's grace and His mercy was on God's mind. Are you hearing me? Even after sin entered into the garden, God knew that his plan of redemption, Brother Noel, he knew that his plan of redemption was just activated. It just got activated. Are you hearing me? His grace was released on at the cross. His grace isn't dependent on whether I need it or not. He simply says, my grace is sufficient.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
My grace is sufficient. Paul asked that question. God, all Paul was going through, and people have tried to make everything that Paul's problem was, what, you know, when he said he had a thorn in the flesh, well, that thorn in the flesh was his eyesight. He couldn't. Can I tell you, Moses, 80 years old, he had 20/20 vision.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Are you hearing me?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't his eyesight. But Paul said, I need some relief from this. And God never told him that he would stop. He never told him that he would take his affliction from him. But God said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. That's all I need to hear today. Is God's grace is sufficient enough for me to see him.
Amen.
God's grace is sufficient. Amen. I can stand on the grace of God this morning or this afternoon because his grace is sufficient. And he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll go with you all the way even unto the end of the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Condemnation is trying its best to make you quit. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Trying to make you quit. Just in that one spot. Trying to make you quit. It's trying to keep you oppressed. Maybe some of you oppressed in here today. Maybe some of you depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some compressed. But I am convinced I'm not condemned today.
Amen.
I came this morning with my heart clear and my mind clear and my conscience clear and my spirit free.
Yes.
Amen. So right now I don't know about later on today, but right now, I am perfect.
Amen.
Amen. Right now I'm perfect. Not in body, but I'm perfect in spirit.
Amen.
Because I made up my mind, whatever I got to fight to get there, I'll fight.
Amen.
Amen. If I had to fight the devil with everything I got, I'll fight him.
Amen.
Because this is worth fighting for.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? I said, this is worth fighting for. Amen. But the devil wants you to quit. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Try my best to convince you that God loves you, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He did it all for you. And as Sister Taylor said sometime, and I can't even see that in her, I ain't never seen it, but she said, the wretched worm that I am. I thank God. If she's a wretched worm, what in the world am I? What am I? But thank God for people that know who they serve.
Amen.
Amen.
This thing is winding up quicker than you think it is.
Right.
It's about to be over with. How many know? How many seen where, amen, they just shot missiles over there to Israel?
Yeah.
Killed a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. They may be disobedient people, but they're still God's people.
Amen.
And I want you to know something else. I'm God's people.
Amen.
And when the world starts coming against you and I, amen, God's going to say it's enough.
Amen.
It is enough.
Right.
He said it was enough when he hung on the cross and said, it is finished.
Amen.
It was enough. Hallelujah. The devil wants you to lose out. He wants to convince you that God's grace isn't sufficient enough for you. But I'm convinced today, my sins are washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
My sins are washed in the blood of the Lamb. I've been set free from the chains of bondage. I may not have a whole lot of money. I couldn't even climb in my truck and drive it to church this morning. But I was here.
Amen.
And I had told Sister Watson, we was running behind. I said, that's why I like to carry my own vehicle. I don't like to ever be late. Thank God they weren't late. They were on time.
Amen.
But I don't like to be late.
Right.
And that was late for my job, and I ain't going to be late for God.
All right.
Did I say something bad or something?
Amen.
I'm not going to be late for God.
Amen.
Let's serve God with everything we got in us.
Amen.
Amen. We've got some young people in this church.
Amen.
That I am determined before the end of this year that they all have the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I am determined that God's going to fill them with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I'm not saved for works today, church.
Yeah.
Because all of the good works that I could ever do would not cover the mistakes of my past. I can't fix it all. I can't fix all my problems, Brother Knowles.
Yes,
but I have a God who loves me so much that He does. His love still releases me from condemnation. His love still conquers the shame in my life. Some people can't get past their past.
Amen.
Come on. Amen.
Come on.
They can't get past their past.
Amen. That's right.
God rebuked me. I used to get up and talk about how that, you know, I loved alcohol so much, what I do with it. And God said, you act like you're proud of it.
Come on.
Act like you're proud of what you've done. And I had to stop it.
Amen.
Right. I'm not proud of it.
No.
I'm ashamed of it.
Amen.
I'm ashamed that a grown man would act like I acted. I'm ashamed that a grown man would curse and use God's name in vain.
Right.
And my God, today you hear church people doing it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I get tight on them right now, but I know when I got you right where I want you now. Amen. There ain't no time for you to be using cuss words.
Amen.
Ain't no time to be using you're not saying the word, but you're using something else.
Amen.
You might as well say it.
Amen.
You might as well say it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
Let's get real today.
Amen.
I'm convinced that this church, amen, can be a greater church than it is today.
Amen.
God, we pray, Brother Hooten got ready. He said, church, y'all know our music's in trouble. Amen. We didn't think, we talked about how bad the music is, and God sent us a fantastic drummer.
Amen.
God sent us a fantastic piano player.
Amen.
We already had good guitar players.
Amen.
And God brought our organ player all the way back from the other side of Jasper, Georgia.
Amen.
Brought him back. So God is starting to do some things for the church.
Amen.
But listen, you've got to get it in gear. We need more people in this church. We need somebody that has never heard the Word of God. One little boy told a Sunday school teacher, he went to Sunday school and she said, "Can anybody tell me what God's name is?" The little boy said, "Andy." She said, "Andy." He said, "My mama goes around singing all the time, Andy walks with me, Andy talks with me." He does. He does walk with us. He does talk with us. He does touch our heart. He does cleanse us when we... And listen, there ain't a one of you in this place, from the preacher all the way back to the back, that has not made mistakes or sins since you come to God. But just as God was in the garden with Adam that did the sin that he done, amen, God still opened his arms for you to come back home.
Amen.
I heard something the other day. I never thought about it and read about it, but somebody was telling me the other day that the prodigal son, when he went away, you know, he asked his father to give him all that belonged to him, and he spent it on rituous living, and he spent everything, and he would have eat the husk of the hogs in the hog pen. Mm-hmm. The custom in that day was that when you left the family, that they busted a vase. They busted a vase. And when they busted that vase, and you come home, you were no longer part of the family. But with the prodigal son, thank God the vase had not been broken. Can I tell you, I don't want to get to the place today, and I might not be jumping too high or running, but I'm just talking to you today. We need to get back to old-fashioned Holy Ghost, amen, salvation, Word of God, preaching, amen, singing, and worship God like it's going to be your last service that you're going to ever be in. And I'm going to do whatever I got to do while I'm here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll tell you what it'll do. It'll cause them to come off the streets.
Amen.
It'll cause them to come off the streets. I know I'm not going to get nowhere near done. He still conquers the shame that I've done in my life. God still, amen, is the God of grace.
Amen.
He steps into the middle of my mess.
Yeah.
But Lord, have you ever made a mess?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I have made a mess. And God will step in the middle of my mess.
Wow.
And God will put his arms around me and hold me in his arms. We used to sing that little song. He's got the whole world in his hand. 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 He got the little bitty baby in his hand. He got the little bitty baby in his hand. He got the little bitty baby in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got you and me, brother, in his hand. He got you and me, brother, in his hand. He got you and me, brother, in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. So why are you worried? You may make mistakes. You're going to fall. You're going to mess up sometimes. But that don't mean that you got to stay down.
Amen.
Amen. You can get up. I've been knocked down, but I got up. I know this one thing. If I don't know anything else to tell you today, the Bible says that God loves us from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
He loved me enough to go to Calvary He loved me enough to fill me with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
He loved me enough that He took me back and restored my relationship with Him. I have been away from God. Not in 50-something years, but I have been away from God. And when I come back to God, He didn't put no stipulations on me. Are you hearing me? He didn't put no stipulations on me. He didn't make me sit at one end of the table while the saints sat at the other end of the table. He brought me back into the fold.
Amen.
The reason a lot of people are not receiving the Holy Ghost today is they are living in condemnation. Not living convinced that we are forgiven. Are you hearing me? You have been forgiven. When you're convinced, no one can change your mind. You hear me? That's why I'm convinced. I know that the Church of God in Christ. I know that the Baptists. I know that all these churches. Amen. I'm convinced that they're wrong. They're wrong. And you know why that they want to be in those? Because they don't have to give up anything. They don't have to give up nothing. They can do what they want, shake the preacher's hand, hug his neck, kiss him on the cheek, walk out and say, I'm saved, I've been born again. Honey, that's one of the most damnable doctrines out there. When I got saved, you didn't have to tell me I was saved. When I got the Holy Ghost, you didn't have to tell me I got the Holy Ghost. I knew I had it. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
My relationship with God is a fiction, church. It's fact. You can tell me. You can tell me. Otherwise, my God has delivered me from addictions. My God has healed my body. My God has provided for me and my family. Now, He does expect you to do something about it. I mean, He don't expect you to sit there at the house and wait for the food to come.
Right.
And the electric bill to get paid.
Right.
Somebody got to work.
Amen.
And He said this. He said, earn it by the sweat of your face.
Amen.
Earn. Get out there and earn a living.
Right.
Amen. When I start feeling condemnation over the devil starts reminding me of my past mistakes, that's when I remind myself who my daddy is.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? That's when I remind myself.
Right.
You know who you are.
Right.
You're a child of the King.
Amen.
His royal blood flows through your veins.
Amen.
Amen. We're not just anybody. We're royalty. We're a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a peculiar people. We are peculiar. You don't think y'all look peculiar this morning? Amen. Jumping and raising your hand and carrying on. If you'd have done that in the Church of Christ, they would have took you and threw you out the door. Matter of fact, I went with a girl one time, I was going with her, and I went to her church and I said, what would they do if I got up and started hollering, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. She said, they would be two men come get you and take you to the door.
Yep.
I said, well, I almost did it. I got this enough of God in me that I ain't going to let nobody tell me I can't worship God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I heard a pastor once say this, the devil is just a quick change artist. He tempts you with sin, and as soon as you touch it, he changes his clothes and becomes the accuser of your soul.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? He's a quick change artist. He wants you to touch it. But I heard the Word of God say, taste not, handle not, touch not. Amen. Don't touch it, don't handle it. What happened with Achan? Achan took it and put it in his tent. It didn't only, it didn't cost Achan his life, it cost him his whole family his life.
Right.
It cost him his dogs and his sheep and his cattle, everything was stoned to death. It cost him everything. You say, you're not in this just for you. We got family that needs God. And we let go of this, if we turn from this, if we take something up. You see, I asked a question one time when a person was in the doing something wrong, and I asked the organization, I said, what if I did that? The overseer said, well, I wouldn't believe it if it was you. I wouldn't believe it. I said, well, what if they had proof it was me? He said, then I'd have to deal with it. I said, well, you deal with it or I'm gone. Amen. Because I'm not going to stand for sin and hear nobody preach in the pulpit. Amen. That's doing these things. But he said this. The devil is a quick change artist. He tempts you with sin, and as soon as you touch it, he changes his clothes and becomes the accuser of your soul.
Right.
As soon as you sin, the devil starts reminding you, you're a loser. You're a sinner. You're a failure. You start condemning your own self, making you feel like you're worthless.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? That's when we pray and we read our Bible. For it tells us that there is now no condemnation in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
My Heavenly Father doesn't condemn me. He forgives me.
Amen.
He does not throw me out of the church. He brings me closer. He doesn't cut me off. He gives me more of love. He doesn't quit listening to me. He is listening for me to cry out his name. When there is condemnation, he gives me redemption. Hello, somebody. For God so loved the world that he gave. Now, this wasn't back there in the beginning. It was after all of that. The first man, Adam, amen, had to die. But that second man, Adam, died for my sins and your sins.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? Thank God for the second Adam.
Amen.
The devil tempted Eve, and she sinned. She offered it to Adam, and he sinned. Just as willfully as Eve. Everyone blames Eve for falling to temptation. But Adam went along with her, and just as easy.
Right.
Because of their sin, condemnation gripped their hearts. And God already knew that they had sinned. But Brother Noah, he knew that fig leaves wasn't enough covering for him.
Amen.
He knew that an animal had to die and give his life so they could be clothed. I heard a preacher one time, not so sure I agree with it, but he made a statement. Said the lamb said, "Why did I have to die?" Adam did the same. And said, God said, you've got to die so Adam can live. God never forsook them. Even though they committed the sin that God told them not to do, he never forsook them.
Amen.
He loved them anyway. He made a way for them anyway.
Right.
Amen. And can I tell you today that if you sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Now, I'm not telling you today Oh, when you come to God, if you sin, if you ever commit a sin, you're of the devil.
No, sir.
No, that's not what the book said.
No, sir.
The book said he that sinneth is of the devil.
Uh-huh.
That sinneth means a continuation to sin. Hello? Well, I'm going to close that morning. I held you long enough. They hid themselves from God. Their sin brought condemnation and caused them to hide from God. Realize one thing, God didn't hide from them. They hid from Him. You can hide from God all you want, but He knows right where you're at. He knows where. As an all seeing eye watching you. Hallelujah. There's an all seeing eye watching us today. Listen, Adam and Eve, rather than to admit their sin and turn, they turned on each other and started blaming everyone else for their mistake. When you realize you've made a mistake, when you realize that you messed up, when you realize that you have made a mess out of it all, a mess, matter of fact, that you can't make right. Bring it to the altar. And give it to God. And leave it there.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Bring it to God and leave it there. I don't care if Satan is talking to your mind, and how many know the devil talks to you every day?
Amen. Come on.
Every day he talks to you. He don't tell me no more, hey, you ain't got the Holy Ghost. He don't tell me that no more. But he tells me all kinds of other stuff. But I realize, see, listen, he said, my sheep. Hello? My sheep. My sheep. My sheep. And a stranger, they will not follow.
Amen.
My sheep know my voice.
Yes.
So when the devil comes to me, I know who he is. He can't disguise himself good enough.
Right.
I know who he is. Romans 8:34 says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? See, a lot of people think God came to this world to bring peace. God brought to this world a sword.
Amen. Amen.
He brought to this world a sword. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor height, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Listen. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Some of you are filled with condemnation in your lives. The shame of your mistakes is keeping you from what God wants to do in your life. Isn't it time to let mercy take over?
Yeah.
Isn't it time to believe God for His grace and His mercy? I'm convinced, church, that God loves us.
Amen.
Romans 8:1 said, there is therefore now no condemnation for them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, the act of the Spirit. God wants you to be convinced today.
Amen.
God wants you to be convinced.
Yes.
Amen. Somebody said, I don't know if God can heal or not. I'm convinced He can heal.
Amen.
Brother, know that He don't ever heal me again.
Come on.
I'm convinced
Amen.
That He can heal.
Amen.
If you don't ever touch me again, I'm convinced. I'm convinced.
Amen.
I'm convinced. Are you convinced today?
Amen.
I'm convinced. I'm convinced that nothing is going to separate me from the love of Christ. I'm persuaded. My mind's made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley and drink from the bitter cup, my mind's made up. I said, my mind is made up. Hallelujah. Play something, Sister Linda. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you're not convinced, you need to come. If you're not convinced, let me just say this to you. If you're not convinced, show me in the Bible, show me anywhere where anybody else gave their life on the road to a cross of Calvary for you and for me. I'm convinced He did. And I'm convinced when He said it is finished, it was finished. And it's finished. Thank God, I'm waiting for Him to come. I don't know. Like you do. I don't know why I hurt my body like I do, but I'm convinced that one day there'll be no more pain and there'll be no more sorrow. We'll be in a place that the Bible said, eyes have not seen, neither ears heard. And neither has it entered the heart of man, what God has prepared for me. Can you stand with us? I'm convinced today that nothing's going to keep me from getting what I need from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Divine touch in her body. God, we give you praise and we give you glory, give you honor. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen.